the Forest Committee, you might ask. The Forest Committee works in partnership with Ash. And Sarah.
Hi,
Sarah. And Sarah will introduce what she does, but Sarah's really crucial along with Ash. And the committee consists of people who have different gifts. Leadership gifts, organizational gifts, hospitality gifts, service gifts. If you enjoy this choir, which I hope you do, it doesn't just happen. We're among those that makes it happen. Like, for example, weren't the snacks wonderful? Isn't it nice to have chairs or something here? Isn't it great to have your music when it shows up? Isn't it great to see me up front talking? Say is that the course committee work on these kinds of things. If you have an extra hour or two a month, and if you don't mind me saying, hey, I think I want to hang out with these weird people, see what's going on, please join us. Please join us. Also, but if you don't, we get feedback about the course because she does really crucial stuff. He does really crucial stuff.
Wherever he went.
Everything else falls on us, along with the course committee. Ask the course committee, please. If you've been to one course committee meeting, please stand. Yes. Yes. Thank you. So what's that? Okay, I think that, yeah. And give us some feedback. Yes. Okay. And say more.
Last week when I talked about the course committee, Ash had sort of implied we could talk as long as we wanted to. And I got to an important point and it cut me off. So that important point was to introduce Charlie. Because Charlie is responsible for the wonderful dinner. Sam Charlie is talking about. But tell them when.
Second Wednesday, 6 p.m. La Mission across the street.
Every second Wednesday at 6, for those who are available, meet for dinner ahead of time, grab some great food, meet some people, personalities, get people's background. What's that? People know I'm no famous.
Woohoo!
Excellent feedback. Excellent feedback.
Other people who are very important help you have music when there's music to be handed out. One of those people sometimes is Carol Hudson, and the other is Linda Lipner. If you can stand up for her. Another important function is right there, and it's cordless this week. We've gone wireless. Now we don't have to worry about falling or missing half of the rehearsal. Karen Ivy leads that group. Karen is always looking for helpers. She does have a new recruit, so we're okay right now. But if you like doing that kind of thing, you can talk to Karen. And finally, a hand for the Alcos, who have almost all of them figured out how to do chairs. I think by the end of the month, they'll have it nailed so they can coach the bases who do it in February. But that's one of the things that we do is make sure that the room gets set up.
Chairs. Yes. Lynn!
She's over here.
Lynn, tell people about something great happening this Saturday.
Something great happening this Saturday. Well, as many of you know, Wicked has been in theaters for a while, and I thought it'd be a great idea to get chorus people together to go see one of the showings. We were trying to do sing-along, but it turned out sing-along is released for home, not for Oh. So, however, we are going to be meeting this Saturday at for the 4:15 2019 Grand Lake Theater showing. We're going to meet outside at 3:45. I'll be there. Sean will be there.
I'll be there.
Josh will be there.
For the 13th time, surprise. Yes.
Grand Lake is in Oakland. The yes. Grand Lake Theater in Oakland, in case you're wondering.
It's right off Grand Avenue.
The 4:15 on Saturday show.
Yes.
Were you raising your hand?
I thought Bay Street actually was doing a sing-along.
They have
been. They have been, but as of this week, the only theater in the East Bay that is still doing the Wicked is Grand Lake.
And we have this thing called Why I Sing, but we'll talk about it next week. Yes, thank you. Okay. Real quick, thank you to our chorus committee. Thank you so much. It is a big mission of mine this year to make sure that we are tapping into Oakland, to Oakland businesses, to Oakland community. I want to thank you all for showing such appreciation to the vendors that came last week and this week. Each week we'll do that. We'll find people that we want to support and uplift. These two have just told me how you supported them tonight. They're so thankful. So I want to make sure we thank them. Instagram information is on the table if you want to tag them or share later on today. The tea is phenomenal. I promise you it's really, really good. You're going to love it. Thank you both so much. Seriously, appreciate you. And they'll be here for a little bit longer, too. Sarah, you have some announcements for us?
Just a reminder, if you are a course, an ongoing course,
yes.
Who are you and what do you do in the organization? That's so critical and so crucial that many of us appreciate.
So my name is Sarah Breland. I am the general manager for the Oakland Symphony as a whole. So the chorus, we partner with the Festival Orchestra, and then I support education whenever we do any performances that they get support on. So I oversee all of that, and the operations team that made that happen. So I collaborate with Ash. I collaborate with our youth orchestra director, and we have a youth orchestra manager. I am supervising them, as well as our orchestra librarian, who helps us find where to get music proper ways and stuff like that for the chorus that you've never really seen. But he does assist us in the chorus stuff. So that is why I do, amongst many other things that make up that job. I just want to remind those of you who have been with us a long time of the change in how we are doing music. If the music is publicly available for purchase, we have sent you links on where to purchase them. Please go ahead and purchase them. We do have, for the Beethoven, we also have a digital file on Chorus Connections that you can download and print yourself. It is 71 pages, do so with caution. You can also find Sometimes I Cry on there. You will not find Verdi, and you will not find Here I Stand, because you cannot publicly post those at this time. So you need to purchase the Verdi. This week's email from Monique from the chorus at Open Symphony included the links to both the pieces you need to purchase. We did not include a link to Sometimes I Cry because it is on Chorus Connections already. You can download and print it. But I just want to remind you to purchase them sooner rather than later. Those are the versions we will be using and using moving forward. I say sooner rather than later because the shipping on two of those, on the Beethoven, is quite long. The Verdi is currently in stock at the Sheet Music Club.
It's 2 weeks.
But the Beethoven is a 2 week wait. So if you have not done it and you are not going to print it yourself, order it now. I am still waiting for ours for Ash and our accompanists for using printouts right now. So just a reminder that it's a slight change, and that is how we will do it moving forward. If you lost your phone, I have it.
There was a phone sitting on the blue
it
stool
was
just
on the
now,
blue
so if you lost the phone,
it. Oh. I've got it.
It's up
here.
I
don't have one, so. I'm here.
Thank you, Sarah. Everyone, please stand. Take out Beethoven's Ninth. We are starting right before letter M, what we worked on last week. Thank you.
last week for this section, I believe. Freude, schöne Götter, Funken, Tochter aus Elysium. Repeat after me. Elysium.
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 When you go to the Zium, don't close your mouth before it. Just go, Elysium.
Elysium.
Elysium. There's no breath in between that. Just Elysium. It's a Z sound, by the way. Not Zium, but Zium there, okay? Start where you come in, please, at letter M. Just play part of it. That's right there. Letter M. Sing your first chord. What vowel are we on?
Oh.
Really more like a, it's Freud, right? Oh. Right there. Right there, just on part three, just 8 measures or so. And
Freud.
Scores and whatnot, but you gotta watch for tempo, okay? Don't just be buried in the score, but look up here too. Again, and.
Freude, schöne Götter, Funken, Tochter aus Elysium. Wir bewenden vorher Funken, himmlische dein Haar.
Good, sing all of that again, please, but just on ah. On ah. Ah, just on ah, please. One long connected ah, but changing notes. Here's your notes. And. Put off there, soprano. But the ahs need some punch when you have text. So think, just little oomphs of passante accent. Still connected ah.
Say again.
Not marcato, still legato, just on punches on the text there. Try it again. And. How long are these phrases? They're all 8 measures. Yeah, it's never Freude, schöne Götter, Funken, Tochter aus Elysium. No, that has to carry over there, okay? My score already has no breath written there. Now, as far as the ah and the accent, that's the idea we want. It's not marcato, it's not march-like, it is connected, but those words have to pop out from the legato texture with those accents. Also, what did we say about German consonants last week? Strong. Strong. You know, Italian, we kind of soften it. Latin, soften it. This. Freude, schöne Götter. We really got to hear that. That's what makes this so distinct. Again, letter M with text. Punches, keep it long, but the consonants help with those punches. Here's your pitches. And.
Freude, schöne.
Tempo has gotten slower, and we're starting to move our heads like this again, right? So I need us to keep the consistency through this whole section. I guarantee you there are people that will come to this concert only for this section. This is what they remember, what they know. They'll go, ah, and then they'll fall back. But we need to make sure the text pops out. We cannot lose tempo here. Start, please, at the second dime at Salver. Is that 576 in your score? Measure 576, is that dime at Salver for you? Oh, sorry, yeah, I'm right, yeah, 575, my bad. Right there? This time, just play the left hand. To act.
Dime at Salver, intendi erba si.
Could you add a quarter note to that? So now Welt will be five quarter notes, basically, the whole note plus a quarter note. And oh, is dotted there already?
Yeah.
I have a score.
That's the score. 3-2.
We have all 6.
No, I have that, but. Oh, I see. Yeah, mine is a whole note there. Okay, so if it's a dot, I have just a whole note and then a rest, which is weird. I don't want that belt to go all the way to the bar line, tenors and basses. I want the T to be on the quarter rest right before 603. So think, belt, time, time. Does that make sense?
Belt. 3, 4, 5.
And then the T on 6, yeah. Belt. Can we all be tenors and basses, please, at 595? Everyone, tenor or bass, in your eye. And. Do you have dots above Schlungen? What are those dots? They're what? Not attacas, they're actually they're staccatissimo. What's the definition of a staccato?
Half of the count.
A lot of people sometimes assume staccato just means short. This really means just half the duration of that note there. So think, Zeitung Schlungen, me. Make sure that happens every time, tenors and basses. Same thing on all, then the all you have a half note on right now, right? It really should be sung like a quarter note, and then the nen like an eighth note, if that makes sense. Okay, we just cut those values in half. Let's try that again. We're all tenors and basses at Zeit. Everyone say Zeit?
Zeit.
That's how you say that word. S-E-I-V is Zeit, right there. Here's the G before it, and boom. And then they come in. Does that make sense where that T lines up? Now, tenor and bass, 602 can't be but and then we're softer a little bit at side. Let's go right at 603, please. 603. Soprano alto coming in first. Still on text, please, everyone. Two and.
Thank you.
have a dotted whole note in that measure?
Yes.
Yeah, make that instead a whole note tied to a quarter note, and then the T goes on beat six of that measure, okay? Or the H, I guess it would be there, okay? Good. You have some other dots in this section too. Make sure we're still observing that. Now, Beethoven says forte for this. Really, it's like a mezzo forte super legato for this. Fortissimo for tenors and basses for sure at the beginning, at the andante maestoso. When we get to 603, everyone change your dynamic to mezzo forte and write super molto legato over it, so you know the texture changes a lot here. Yes?
Measure 608, quarter for
cus. Oh, good question, yeah. Yeah, that should be quarter on cus, and then a quarter rest, and then the dare as ready.
So a quarter rest, not the S on the second?
Well, the S will go on the rest there. Yes. Cus, this is measure 608. The cus there, K-U, weird German S. That's a quarter note, and then a quarter rest there. Same thing in measure 606, the O nen. The nen should be a quarter note, not an eighth note. Or a half note there.
And what about 604?
604, same thing there, yep. Schlungen, mi, same thing there. Why do you think we do that at those sections?
Because it's strong.
It's the ends of words.
Yeah.
Schlungen. It's phrasing with rhythm to kind of show the emphasis or de-emphasis of that text there. Let's start, please, at 595 again. Here's your G. Measure 608, could you have a crescendo on the dare going into gone? Measure 608, crescendo on dare. Yeah, I want a crescendo. Yep, on dare, be cus, dare, gone, dare. And we just stay that fortissimo until the brune. Awesome. Okay, go back, please. Let's try all of that from same spot, 595. Here's the G.
Thank you.
turn, if you can, very quickly to the double fugue that comes after this section. That is, where is that? What measure?
6/5.
Yes.
Yes, I see it there. Okay. Next week, we'll come to this section, the double fugue here. Why is this a double fugue? What is a double fugue? We know a fugue is when you have a subject and then another subject, or the same subject comes in a different place, and it's like a canon, but it can go more through composed. How many subjects are in this section? There's two, right? We have the altos going,
Zeitungslungen, Millionen, diesen Kusten, ganzen Welt.
That's one subject. Then you have the sopranos doing the variation of the main theme.
Freude, schöne Götter, Funken, Tochter aus Elysium.
This section interplays that over and over again. Tenors, when you come in, do you have the soprano subject or the alto subject? The altos, basses, you have the sopranos, but it's starting at a difference in the dominant this time. And this section just plays with that over and over again. Please look at your notes for this section for next week. We definitely don't have time to teach each part their notes for this, but it is theme and variation. So once you get it, you can expect it to kind of repeat then later on. Okay, good, good. That was...
6/5/5
to the end of that fugue section. That is, oh, sopranos, you get that high A for like ever at 7/18, and then tenors get that too, to letter R, which is measure 7/30. A lot of measures to look at.
Letter R, measure 7/3/0.
Thank you. Okay, we need to end rehearsal. I was gonna do some Here I Stand, but I have some auditions to do. If you are auditioning tonight, could you raise your hand? Wonderful, wonderful. I look forward to hearing you all. We'll meet in that room starting in 5 minutes. You can put yourself in any order you want to come into audition. We're not quite done rehearsal yet. Next week, we'll have some guests from Soul Beats here who will play African drums with us, as well as a soloist to introduce our Why I Sing program. Her name is Cadence Miles. She's actually on staff with the Paramount Theater as a stagehand, and she plays guitar and sings, and she'll be here next week to do that for you all. Next week is also our last open rehearsal. I would very much like to encourage you all to please bring at least one new person with you next week. Every member, but especially tenors and basses, please bring one person with you. If you do, I will give you a high five, the most valuable prize ever. Sarah, any announcements for us? Bill?
The college people coming in?
Next week I'll do that. Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Put the chairs away, please. Thank our accompanist, Allison, for joining us. Have a good night.